Maroon 5 to warm you up with their song Cold, because after my next conversation, you might just be feeling a little chilly. Have you heard of cold plunges? I mean, they've been around for a long time. If you see polar bear plunges, or maybe the crazy cousin during the holidays jumping into a really cold lake. But more and more, average athletes, people are trying submerging themselves in cold water or having extended cold showers, because there has been this movement afoot about the health benefits of going through this, what some people would consider very painful exercise. Dr. Stephen Chung, kinesiology professor, senior research fellow, Brock University, where they actually have an environmental ergonomics lab studying the effects of environmental stress like heat, cold air, and cold water on human physiology and performance. So we thought Dr. Chung would be the person we would turn to. Stephen, thanks so much for your time today.
You're very welcome here.
Has it become a lot more popular, or is it just because I'm seeing it within my swimming group that I hang out with?
I think that has become a big trend, and some of the people that do it claim that you have benefits such as decreased inflammation, and that'll raise your metabolism, and it'll raise your arousal level with a mood enhancer. So there's a number of claims for why it may or may not help. But I think the challenge is, it does have those benefits in extreme situations. So if you're an athlete, let's say you're a soccer player, football player, rugby player, and you've been running a lot, you've been tackled, there's a lot of bruising going on. And absolutely, cold baths are used by athletes to reduce inflammation in those situations where there's a lot of swelling, muscle damage. And however, does it really translate to you and I as everyday individuals who aren't really having a huge amount of inflammation like these extreme athletes maybe? So does that really translate to kind of the everyday population? We don't really know. And I would hazard to say it probably doesn't. But yes, that's kind of my general take on cold baths.
Well, Stephen, even when you talk about that anti-inflammation factor, because as I mentioned, I swim with a master swim club. And so two to three times a week, we have fairly hard workouts. And I always find my lower back is bothering me or my shoulders. So I'll join my fellow swimmers for 5 minutes in the cold tub, and I feel good about it. What is actually happening when I'm in there? You know, you talk about the anti-inflammatory qualities, but what is my body experiencing?
One of the benefits, too, is that it dulls the nerves around any kind of area that hurts. So that's also where you get the decreased pain from, if you have lower back pain, and that's why you ice your knee if it's sore, et cetera. So that's one of the things that's going. And then the other thing that really is happening with cold therapy is if you are really warm, it is helping you to cool down and to get your muscles back to normal temperature so that it can recover better. So those are some of the things that are also happening. It is benefiting you in terms of reducing your pain perception and soreness. And if you are really warm, it is helping you to cool down so that you can recover faster.
In both these situations, we are talking about activities or exercising. But I've also read about the fact you should start your morning with a cold shower. Try to get used to at least a couple of minutes of finishing off your shower really cold. This has nothing to do with exercise. This is just this belief about starting your day very alert.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's probably where the biggest benefits for everyday individuals come with this ice bath, is that what happens is when your skin temperature drops really rapidly, when you jump into a cold shower, your fight or flight response is activated. So you get a flood of adrenaline in your body. You get a flood of endorphins and dopamine, all your feel chemicals. So that is one of the probably the biggest known benefit from everyday kind of ice baths, is that you do feel really alert, you feel really aroused, you get that really strong stimulation just like, you know, just like you might have with, you know, running upstairs quickly, you get that same rush of adrenaline. So that's one of the biggest benefits that we do know, and it can be useful for people who are experiencing, you know, the blues, depression, anything like that. It can get them charged up and aroused. So that is a definite benefit for everyday individuals to use ice baths.
That might be a tough one to convince someone if you're going through a difficult time in your life. Okay, get in that cold shower or that cold tub, but you may actually see some benefits from it on how you're feeling then.
Yeah, and one of the things we don't know is whether it's a long-term benefit, but certainly in the short term, it is going to, again, flood your body with adrenaline, with feel-good chemicals, so that can be a short-term benefit. We don't really have data on whether, again, for people who are experiencing mild depression, for example, whether this is a good replacement for antidepressants. However, I would say there's usually, for most people, there's not too many harms to trying ice baths, and we'll maybe talk about who shouldn't be, but so there's not as many side effects as with antidepressants either. So if it's something you want to try, I'm not going to discourage it.
Dr. Stephen Chung, kinesiology professor and senior research fellow at Brock University, and we're talking about these cold plunges that either you've tried or I've tried. So who shouldn't try it?
Well, the biggest group of people who shouldn't try it are people with heart conditions and people with high blood pressure. Because, again, when your fight or flight response is activated, your heart rate is going to go up very high. Your blood pressure is also going to go high. So if you are, you know, having high blood pressure to begin with, or if there's some issues with your heart, then that's the last thing you want to be doing. So that is the big group that should absolutely not be taking ice baths. And then the other thing is, you shouldn't be doing it alone. If you're outside, let's say you're at your cottage and you want to jump into the lake, which is still kind of chilly, definitely don't do it alone. Use the buddy system, because you just have no idea how you might respond. You should always expect the unexpected, so never do it alone.
It seems, though, that, and, you know, obviously you're the researcher, but if you're relatively healthy, it's not a bad thing to at least try?
Yeah, I would say so, because, again, there's, except for those two groups that we talked about, there's not too many kind of side effects. Again, I would much rather you try ice baths than, you know, just take a pill or something like that, or even drink or alcohol to try to alter your mood. It is relatively free of side effects. And but again, I would also say, understand the limits. It is probably not a magic bullet to health, right? Mm-hmm. It is not the one thing you do that's to make your whole rest of your life better. And so, you know, take it with a grain of salt in terms of how much physical benefit it's going to have for you. But I would certainly say this short-term mood enhancing benefit is definitely there.
And I find that when people are going into it and they're reluctant, they just start shivering. And I always just tell them, try to just slow your breathing down, and you get into the breathing, and then that almost becomes a meditative thing as well. But right away they're shivering, and it's like, okay, I got to get out of here. That fight or flight, I guess, they want to be out of that cold tub. But I think that is also a benefit as far as just a chance to do some deep breathing and control that shivering.
It is, yeah. You can't control your breathing completely when you're suddenly tossing the cold water, because it is a very involuntary nervous response. But yes, you can, if you know that it's going to happen. And as you do it more and more, you will be able to control your breathing a little bit better, your heart rate a little bit better. And yeah, so it is also in that sense a meditative process. The other thing I would suggest is, you know, if you want to try it, you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on these specialized systems. All you need is your cold shower. That is more than enough for, you know, 99% of us. So don't feel you have to, you know, go and buy something or do something really extravagant in order to do it. All you need is, again, your cold shower.
Great information. Stephen, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. welcome. Stay warm.
Dr. Stephen Chung, kinesiology professor and senior research fellow, Brock University.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.